This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Just enough. Fucking enough. Enough. Like, living by somebody else's rules is a humongous mistake. I've just literally sat down with five people under the age of 27 and it's so fucking refreshing. It is so refreshing. If you have not jumped on the bandwagon of doing exactly what the fuck you wanna do, which is skiing for the next 3 years or working at a job that's not what your parents want or what society wants, this video is just called enough. Enough, make this little fucking 1-2 minute video, depends on when I finish, the piece of content that gets you to fucking stand up and take life by its throat. Do something, stop being fucking scared. Stop letting the way you were raised, the fear as an offense, take that away. Let me be the person, I'll take the blame. I loved that some of my employees are like, my parents don't love what you're saying. Good. Fucking parents, because if you are playing defense and if you are living a life where your kids' lives are the way you're being fulfilled, you're a fucking loser, parents. And so enough. Enough parents imposing their way. You want your kids to be happy? On your terms. Enough the kid that's sitting right now at a desk and saw this in a feed and you hate your fucking job? Fucking enough. Stand up, get the fuck out of here, and do you. Live your life. You got one fucking life. Do something about it.
How many people here work somewhere but really want to have their own business or hustle? Raise your hands. A lot. For me, the internet is for you. For me, if I sat down with these two dudes, the black shirt and the white shirt right in this third row, and they both raised their hands, for me, it's not about, if I was sitting down with you for 3 hours, it's not about coming up with a business that's gonna do 10 million bucks. It's about understanding how much money you make now working a job, what you spend your money on to live, and trying to figure out how quickly you can get into a place where you don't have to work in a job. One more time, how many hands work somewhere but want to do their own thing? Raise your hands. More than half this audience. Meanwhile, let me tell you why most of the hands that just went up will never get there. They buy dumb shit. Do you know how many people here literally drive cars to impress people that they fucking hate? People literally going in debt or getting further from leaving the job they don't like to do something that'll make them happy because they have to buy a certain car that has a logo that impresses people that they fucking despise. Do you understand how fucked up that is? Do you know how many people here live in homes where they don't use more than half the rooms in the house? Like, we are so fundamentally in a vortex that makes no sense that I am unbelievably passionate understanding how much money you make and what you can do to get off of it. But the problem is, again, people are doing so many things to keep up with the Joneses, to make it look like they're successful, to appease their parents, and a million fucking other things that have nothing to do with themselves. And we need to change that fucking game. Thank you. And the internet is the most likely thing. The internet is a place where you can make $54,000 a year just talking about peanut butter. This is important, guys. This is super duper important what I'm talking about. The internet, unlike the real world, is a place where the long tail gets rewarded. The long tail. The reason I'm on this ridiculous, to many people, garage sale hustle thing is because the quickest way, by the way, because I knew I was gonna be here, do you know how crazy it is, especially in a market like this where eBay, because Amazon wasn't here, is even more mature and ahead? Do you understand how crazy it is that if you went to the clearance aisles of your five biggest retailers in Australia, bought things on clearance, went home, relisted it, and posted on eBay, that the far majority of this audience could make between $50,000 to $100,000 a year just on doing that for 9 to 10 hours a day. Meanwhile, everybody's sitting here with the next big app that's gonna be the next fucking Uber for lawnmowers. The thing that has made me successful far more than my passion or my energy is my disproportionate practicality. Most people want to look the part of an entrepreneur that came up with the next Supreme or Adidas brand or the next Uber or Facebook, yet are $40,000 in debt, working a job that they hate, and literally, if they went to the 5 discount stores that dominate this market, buy things on clearance, go home, take a picture with their fucking phone, and upload to eBay, and then when people buy it, go to the post office and ship it, they would be able to get out of debt and get into a financial place. But people don't wanna do that, because they don't wanna be judged for that being their hustle. Most people in this room and this world would rather lose looking like they're doing something successful than win and be judged for doing something that seems dorky. It's fucking facts. And that leads me to the thing that I matter the most, which is why you are living your life based on other people's opinions. If I could punch every person's mom in the face in this audience, I would. It's scary to me how much pressure parents put on their kids and use them as products to look good to the other parents that they're spending their time on when it is not in the best interest of their kids' happiness. It's just a real broken system. It's really unfortunate. And I am the byproduct of parents that went the other way, which really allowed me to lean into the things I was passionate about, even though in the 90s in America, immigrant kids were supposed to get straight A's. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw my report card. That thing is fucking ugly. That is the reason I get to stand here today, because I had nothing, so I had adversity, because the quickest way not to win in life is have too much when you start. And two, I was able to breathe. I am here, and I promise, if you really study me, all I'm doing, and it took me a little while to realize it, is all I'm doing is I'm trying to do to the world what my parents did to me. I feel such a level of guilt and gratitude, a mix of the two, of how I had it, that all I'm trying to do with my popularity or my attention is create the shield for you to point to. Do you know how happy it makes me? How many people use my content to show to the person they're fighting with internally or subconsciously to give them the air cover to do the thing they wanna do? That makes me feel incredible. It's the great gift of my life that a lot of people use my content to give them permission to do the fucking thing that they wanna do. And that is what drives me to fly across the whole world and keep doing it. That is unbelievably fulfilling. I'm gonna get mine. I have news for everybody. I got mine long before I got on stage and started doing stuff. I don't need to monetize my audience. There's no fucking product that I'm gonna try to make you buy for the next fucking 14 minutes. What I'm doing, what I'm doing is trying to be happy when I fly home in a couple days and read the emails from people. And by the way, I get them every day. Every day I get emails that start with, I was $47,000 in debt a year ago, and now I've got a business doing $300,000. I don't know why it took me 4.5 years to finally do what you've been saying. And that's the thing, just so you understand what, you know, why. I love when people are like, Gary V, like the comments are just so fun. Gary V, like, you suck, bro, you repeat the same shit. I'm like, cause it's right, dick face.
Hey Gary, my name's Johnny.
Hey Johnny.
A year ago, well, I'm currently actually still self-employed, but a year ago I was self-employed, I hated it.
Yeah.
I found your content. I was suppressed and I had a lot of excuses. And in the last year, you have completely changed the way I think. I've gotten rid of all my excuses. I'm actually in contention for an internship here. I don't even have it yet. I'm 27, so I've still got 3 years to eat shit. I just want you to know I legitimately appreciate your content so much.
Thank you,
and,
man.
And rather than being a number one in a small pool, I'm going to be number 13 in a big one.
Super fucking smart,
thank
brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome, brother. That means a lot to me. You know, it's funny, I really appreciate that. And it was one of the great things about producing content every day and vlogging is you stumble on shit. You know? And I'm as emotional about this as you are. It's fucking crazy. Like, we built entrepreneurship up too much the other way. We overcorrected, and you've got a lot of everybody under fucking 25 thinks they need to be an entrepreneur. The fact that hit you, it's real, man. Like, man, I almost wish I was number 13 at Facebook. You know, like it makes me super happy. It's all about self-awareness. My opening line was about self-awareness. What are you up to? Do you know how many people, bro? You know what my new one on this is? Because the reason I'm emotional about this is, man, you got fucking trucks too? You know, it's super powerful. I think I'm also getting a little bit more emotional because that one, you can't, I mean, look, my life is so fucking awesome right now. Like, do you know what it feels like to get 20,000 messages a day of like, you made my life better? It's just fucking, you know, you're just, I don't even know how to almost quant, like it's almost difficult to like comprehend. I've got a new one that has been really like, kind of like similar to that. And like, I know that it's going to work. I know that there's so much opportunity for people to become more self-aware and figure themselves out, and it's gonna help so much. And the new one I figured out is, there are so many people that would be so much happier making $27,000 less a year, and the only thing they have to do is sell their current home where they only use 18% of the home anyway, and buy a home that has two less bedrooms so they don't have to have the job that is paying to maintain the lifestyle that they've propped up for themselves, and their life will be like disproportionately better. I'm gonna fucking pound that content. I'm gonna figure out some clever way to really penetrate, similar to close your eyes until you're 29, shit that people remember. I'm gonna fucking change the game on this one because it's a big one. Because there's a lot more people living that than what you, like, as many entrepreneurs as they are that should be employees, there's way more people that basically build a life around how much they're earning, get to a place where they hate what they're doing to earn, have the opportunity to still do something that earns 20,000 less that they love, but they're golden handcuffed by worrying about what car they drive or where their house is because they actually care about other people's opinions and nobody has the gear to take a step backwards. The inability to take a step back, to take four steps forward in happiness based on other people's opinions of watching you take a step back blows my fucking face off.